occupational therapist and a certified aging in place specialist. And this is the Home Designs for Life podcast, your resource for aging in place and universal design. For more resources on aging in place, please visit my website, homedesignsforlife.com. There you will find my blog and more valuable information on how you can age in place and create a home for life. Hello, everyone, and thank you for being with me today. My guest is Heather Brooks. She is the co-founder of Customized Aging. She is also a certified aging in place specialist, and she has been a real estate agent for over 10 years. She also holds the special designation of SRES, which she will explain to us. Heather, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure. My name is Heather Brooks. I am with Customized Aging. That's where Customized Aging bridges the gap between the needs of seniors and their communities and helping them age in place in their home. I hold a SRES designation through NAR, that's the National Association of Realtors. And SRES is a certain designation where you are working with the senior homeowners out there. And I also have a CAPS designation, which is a certified aging in place specialist. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, we are very happy to have you with us because I think that real estate agents are especially important in helping consumers understand what would make a home aging in place friendly and how to do that, and just really be a sounding board for people who either want to buy another home or sell their home and have more education on the process, since this is a very expensive, you know, thing that we are going to do whenever you have to sell a property or buy a property. So I really wanted to get your take on aging in place as it relates to real estate. So can you explain to our listeners what aging in place means in the context of real estate and home design, and how this concept can contribute to increasing equity in their home?
Actually, that's an amazing question, because every one of us that's listening to this is going to be affected by this. And let's start off with aging in place and what it means before we dive into the real estate home design. So it means that it's someone living comfortably and safely in their home as they age, rather than having to move to an independent or assisted living community. It can be achieved through home modifications and design features. I incorporate universal design into homes so it can adapt to someone at any age of life while making everybody feel comfortable while visiting there. It's visitability as well. So I think we really need to step back and look at why homeowners in America especially will be looking to age in place, and how it's not going to just increase our home's equity, but it's also going to benefit those of us that are working in this industry because of where we're headed. So if you want to look at what everybody's telling us, statistics and polls and national data. So according to AARP, nearly 90% of adults over the age of 65 want to remain in their current home as they age. But we also know that according to many housing sources, that our nation's housing infrastructure can't accommodate somebody with a mobility issue, whether it's a walker or a wheelchair. It's very difficult. Why I say 90%? Because most of us have stairs in our home or going up into our home. Most of us don't have the right lighting, the right doorways to maneuver around, or bathrooms. So that's where we're going to have to start designing and getting involved in change. Let's talk about our aging population, because that's a big, huge thing. We know that our infrastructure of our houses are aging, but so are we as a population. According to the U.S. Census, that by 2034, there's going to be 77 million people over the age of 65. And by the first time in U.S. history, that's going to outnumber those under the age of 18. So that's pretty significant. So when you have only, when you've got 90% of our nation's housing units, and then you've got this influx of aging, we've got, we're going to have to do something. That's just the part of it. When you look at falls, you look at the over 65, you've got 3 million Americans that are being treated annually for hospitalization, hip fractures. Your average stay is $33,000. It's a $55 billion budget. I mean, billion dollar cost. So that's a large portion. So you can see that the demand for design in homes is going to rapidly grow due to the aging population. I think by proactively incorporating universal design with its principles and its features will not only enhance the safety and accessibility, but it's going to also allow homeowners to live there safely. But when they want to buy it, they're going to attract a larger pool of potential buyers, which may also drive up the value of their property. You know, it's when you're going to market the home, you're not just going to market to one specific person. You're marketing to a pool of people. And I think that's important to think about. So as the nation's population of seniors increase, and given the mismatch between the lack of readiness in our nation's homes versus the needs of us, you know, of us living there and the expenses, the market's going to have to meet the need for accessible homes. It's going to grow. So we also know that aging in place can save homeowners a significant cost. So I highly recommend incorporating those things into your homes. We also know homeowners have lived in their homes for many, many years. So those homes need updating. Update it with universal design, and you've got a win-win situation. Anybody can come visit, and it's fun to find new ways to design homes with the thought of being able for resale value. So it's kind of interesting to see all the designs that are coming out.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. So you have the opportunity to redesign your home, remodel your home, make it more comfortable, more visitable, and you are also going to make it safer and increase the equity in your home and make it more attractive to future buyers, right? Mm-hmm. But at least you get to enjoy it for some time. Maybe it's 5 years, maybe it's 10 or 15. But it all depends when you actually start doing it.
That's on your terms.
Right. And that's why I always say that starting earlier is better than doing it later. You actually want to start changing your home early so that there's less stress involved. You can enjoy it for a longer period of time. And you can also decrease the risk for accidents in your home.
Well, and also I think the misconception with when they're talking about redesigning, you don't have to necessarily put a grab bar in there. You could put the blocking in. When you are redesigning a home for a shower, put the cordless shower in. You don't have to put any grab bars in, but you put the blocking in. So later down the line, it's the readiness and you're already prepared for it. So it's little things like that that really make a difference as long as you remember the blocking is there and you know where to put it. But it's a huge bonus for both the homeowner, but for the upgrade that they're about to do either down the line or at that point.
Yes. Yeah. And that's where planning comes in.
Yes. Yes.
Let's talk about lighting. Lighting plays a critical role in preventing falls and accidents, particularly for older people. Can you discuss how better lighting design can increase a home's equity and simultaneously decrease the risk for falls?
Okay, so there's this amazing quote by Dr. Joseph Coughlin, and he talks about lighting at night. And here's a really interesting fact. We need 20 times more light to see at night at the age of 40 than we did at the age of 20. So that's just at the age of 40. And it just, as we get older, it only increases more, that we'll need the adequate lighting in areas such as stairways, hallways, bathrooms. It can significantly decrease the risk of falls, especially older adults. How about well-lit spaces, task lighting, motion sensor lighting, which provides better visibility, especially when you're going from a bedroom to a bathroom, and it helps individuals identify potential hazards that they may have to navigate around when they're walking, in their bedroom to the bathroom at night. Two sources of lighting is great because it cuts down on glare, and it can easily be achieved, all of this, with smart home technology or motion sensor. And we all know that those types of, that type of stuff, there's so much technology out there, and the younger generation loves all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, we know that it's easy for a real estate agent to go in and go, oh, we've got smart home technology here. And you'd be surprised, but smart home technology has been shown to increase a home's value by up to 5%.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So when you design a home with well-designed lighting systems, it can create not just ambiance and comfort, but security and safety as mm-hmm. well. So people, I think, they don't think above and beyond. When you walk into spas or when you walk into places that are ADA compliant, you wouldn't know. There's a lot of places you wouldn't know. The lighting, the texture, everything about it, the color concept, all has to do with it. Again, it goes back to the ambiance and comfort, very easily achieved if you have a well-designed lighting system, in place.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think it really adds so much to the design of the home. It really elevates it, because when you add lighting and the right lighting in the right places, it brings out all of the features that you've created. And I think in the outside of the home, it's especially important. I once had a patient that she went outside, she was walking down the driveway, and because it was dark, she tripped on something and then ended up breaking her leg. And it completely changed her quality of life. And in a few months' time, she had to move to an assisted living facility. But that was completely preventable if there would have been adequate lighting outside of the garage on the driveway.
Yeah. And there are some amazing companies that are out there that do hardscape designs and the lighting with the design. Their pathways that are lit are very important. And there's gorgeous ways to do it. There really is sleek design where it's not big, bulky. I believe most of us are kind of stuck in that, they're big lights that are sitting on a walkway and they kind of just are an eyesore, and doesn't go great with the landscape. But there are ways to light up a walkway that aren't these big clunky things on the side, that where you can install them within a walkway. And they're less mm-hmm. obtrusive to the eye to look at,
right.
But it lights it just so perfectly in the way that you need it needs to be for either, their eyesight. You can also dim it if you need to go lower, if you want to go higher. So it's nice when you have that option of lighting all over, inside and outside. It doesn't just stop at the inside of the home.
Yeah.
I think it's, goes to function, it's also plays a function,
mm-hmm.
everything.
It does. It's everything. It's beauty. Yeah. It's function. It's safety and security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk about the bathroom, because that is the number one space that people either need to modify or want to modify when they want to stay in their homes and avoid accidents and be able to be more independent with activities of daily living like dressing and bathing and toileting. So how do accessible bathroom features contribute to home equity?
So here's, I think there's a stigma when it comes to grab bars. I want to tell people, this ain't your granny's grab bar anymore. It is not like that. They have stylish grab bars out there. It's amazing what they have, but let's go back to statistics. Okay. We do know that the bathrooms are where most of the accidents occur. Especially for older adults. We know that by incorporating accessible features like stylish grab bars, non-slip flooring, raised toilets, homeowners will increase their safety and the usability of that bathroom. It also will create a selling point for potential buyers that are concerned about maybe looking for multi-generational living. We do know that that's going to be a big push in the future with multi-generational living. There is going to be an accessible bathroom on a first floor for somebody with a wheelchair or walker to be able to use and to get and to turn around in. But accessible bathroom features can enhance the aesthetic appeal of a space when it's implemented perfectly, you know, like when it's implemented and design elements like a curbless shower, stylish grab bars, adjustable height shower heads, fold down shower seats. It just not only improves the functionality, but it also can add a touch of spa experience, you know, if it's done right. And we know that homes with an accessible bathroom feature can cater to a broader market, whether it's people with disabilities or people that are recovering from injuries, multi-family generational living. It's just a positively impact on the home's equity, especially given that we are aging as a population. So you're going to have people that are going to need to use a bathroom that's going to be accessible at some point.
And all of the changes and products that you recommended are going to make someone's life more comfortable. They're going to increase your independence and improve your quality of life, which, I mean, there's no downside to that. Plus, you're going to have a renovated bathroom, which chances are you needed to renovate your bathroom anyway.
Correct. Right? And that's when you're ready to renovate. It's not after the renovation's done. It's got to be, okay, my bathroom's 30 years old and I need to do something. Hey, guess what? Go do it with the universal design. You'll thank me later.
Right.
Like, that's how.
What about the kitchen? Because the kitchen is not talked about as much when it comes to accessibility and safety, but the kitchen really is a workspace and all of us go into the kitchen every day because we need to eat, right? Mm-hmm. And so you have to either be able to prepare a meal for yourself or be able to access a meal if a caregiver has, you know, left food available for you. You're going to have to do something at some point. I had this one patient that he was really one of my favorite patients ever. And he lived alone because his wife had died of cancer like 10 years earlier. And he was in a scooter and he would prepare food at his counter every day. And the knife, he had a knife that fell from the counter and hit his leg and actually really did a big gash into his leg and he needed stitches. And so that's the kind of stuff that you want to avoid, right? Where something serious happens to you, where you end up in the hospital because you were just, you know, trying to prepare a meal for yourself. So tell us how universal design and aging in place design features in the kitchen can not only make it more comfortable and more usable, but then also increase equity. Like, we know that kitchen remodels increase a home's equity. But now when you also add in features, you know, like smart faucets or a multi-level countertop that allows a person to use it while seated or standing up, or also allows children to use the counter comfortably, how does that affect someone's equity?
So okay. Kitchens are my focal point. I love, 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 love kitchens. You hit the nail on the head. First of all, we do know that kitchen design and a kitchen is not just a focal point of a home, but if you look at everybody from NAR, the National Association of Realtors, Zillow, Better Homes and Gardens, I mean, they all tout the advantages of kitchen upgrades with the return on investment. Your ROI is significant on a kitchen upgrade. It's the family, it's the heart of a home. That's where families spend. Doesn't matter whatever age you are. So when it comes to a kitchen and knowing that a kitchen is a large focal point, it's supposed to be welcoming for all. When you are designing in Universal Design a kitchen, you're talking about multi-height countertops. So that way anybody and everybody can use it. Kids, grandkids can come and they can cook and they can bake and they can do stuff at a lower countertop. So can somebody in a wheelchair. Just as easy. Task lighting. We all need it. Whether you're 40, whether you're 70, we all need it. Lower appliances. I redid a kitchen and this kitchen I did was Center Island. I had done everything lower, the microwave, the oven drawer. I've also did a warming drawer. I also did the drawers that were dishwashers. It was a much easier, simpler thing for them to load and unload. Touch lever handled faucets. Everything was the smart home appliances and put technology in there. An accessible and functional kitchen design allows an aging individual maintain their independence and continue cooking and prepping meals safely. The best part, I think, about the future of what designing of kitchens are looking like and the appliances that are going in there are, if your parent's having memory issues or you're worried about your parent, you're going to start being able to look on your on an app on your phone and say, you know, you left the oven on, or be able to turn the oven off if you've seen it on for too long. We call ourselves the sandwich generation. The sandwich generation is those that are worried that we're taking care of our parents and we still have our children. Maybe our children are having children and we also have grandchildren. We're still sandwiched in between helping everybody stay together and take care of everybody. And the one fear that all of us as a sandwich generation has is, oh my God, did my parents, you know, turn the stove or turn stuff off? So technology in this kitchen area is going to be huge. It will be massive. I think kitchens are often a focal point for prospective buyers. It needs to be well designed. It needs to be accessible because it is a selling point. I think, you know, when we're looking for long term, we want things that are going to last and we're going to actually need down the line. So I love kitchens. I could say so much about kitchens.
And it's such an important area of the home, especially for accessibility and aging in place.
But so, I mean, even like right down to the easy touch reach storage and the wide walkways between it, there's little gadgets that people don't realize, like these spice racks. They've got electronic cabinets where if something's too high, it actually comes down on a lift and allows those top cabinets to come down. Not having to reach under the sink because it's a great cabinet that comes out underneath the sink to give you everything you need. So I really think that those little touches are a big deal. Even if you're holding a kid on your side of your hip and you're needing to go down for something, it's a reason why it's universal design. It's going to appeal to everybody. It's a broad range of people. So I like the word universal design, and it works.
Yes. And all of these features are tucked away and they just make access so much more comfortable. I love the pull out shelves and the pull down shelves and, you know, something with a hydraulic, like for example, my KitchenAid. I use my KitchenAid about once a week and I have to store it underneath my range. And so that means I have to bend down, I have to carry it, lift it onto my countertop. And I can do that now, but, you know, maybe in 15 years I can't, you know, or it would be unsafe for me to do so.
And it's hard, especially when you love baking and cooking. Mm-hmm. It really, as you age, it's like you, that's the one joy that you love to do, but you know, you can't stand at the counter to do it any longer because your back's hurting, your knees are hurting, or maybe you're on a walker wheelchair. They have a KitchenAid stand mixer. I love it. That comes out on a shelf and it's right at table height and it's, you could use it and then you just put it right back in and it's, it has all of the bowls and the mixing utensils perfectly underneath it. So there are so many great things, and it's just only going to get better as the market grows. And I think we here on this podcast are in that beginning of a growing market that's so lucrative as well. Because Wolf, I always love in real estate, you know, marketing is a big thing for us and we love marketing, but marketing yourself as an expert in a field of universal design is not many people can say right now. Mm-hmm. And it being on the bottom floor, which on this podcast, we are right there at the beginning stages of what we're going to need in our nation's housing, you know, infrastructure is aging in place, and universal design is going to be a big, big component of that. And we are the makers of that right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's a perfect lead into a question that I wanted to ask you is other realtors like you, because I'm experiencing this in the occupational therapy world where other occupational therapists like myself want to get into the home modification market. They see that they already have the skill set, they have the knowledge, they have the experience of working with the older population. And it really is a perfect career change for us outside of the medical model. What about for a real estate agent like yourself, that you look at it from a different perspective than I do, but it is equally as lucrative and full with opportunities for a professional like you to become knowledgeable, perhaps become certified as a aging in place specialist? How do people like you benefit from the knowledge that you already have?
I love that question. I really do. So here is why I started Customize Aging. I felt like, so I, for many years, was just working with senior homeowners that were homeowners for 40 plus years. And I saw one thing. It was they were left with, I'm going to have to modify or move. And it was, they got past the point of modification. It was at the point it was too late. Mm-hmm. They had already needed to be placed somewhere because they couldn't come home and get care at home. Their home wasn't safe for them. That bothered me as a real estate agent, because homeowners that have owned their homes for that, you know, for many, many years, don't like change. Don't want to move. I don't blame them. It's overwhelming. So again, going back to like the psychology and knowing the history and knowing that element was an important part of why I was certified. Everybody has their own, but I felt like I wanted to give them another option. I want to give you an option of modifying your home or we could move you. It's not, oh, I thought about modification. It's too late. Now I need to move. And so I came into it with that thought process. And I said to myself, you know what? That's it. I'm going to help people modify their home. And if they need to move, I will help them move. Mm-hmm. But as a real estate agent, I know they all want to stay in their home. Time and time again and time again, I have worked with many homeowners And I got to tell you, 90% of them are in their home for life. Like you, they want to be buried there. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I, as, you know, in my heart said, I need more to offer as a real estate agent. I am just, I don't want to be out there just to sell the house and not, you know, help them with the next stage. So if I'm going to help you sell your home, I'm also going to help you find somewhere to live. Maybe that home isn't your forever home, because aging in place doesn't mean aging in place in the home you're currently in. Aging in place means in the home of your choice, wherever that is.
Could be. I like that you said that, because that's very important, mm-hmm. that you choose where you live. That's, yeah. And that's what you want to maintain, because when you're told where you have to live or the only place where you can live, that's where life gets hard.
And that is exactly why I became CAP certified, because I want to help people choose where they want to live, not make that choice for them, or like not deal with them when they've had that choice made for them. It's so difficult to watch somebody like take 50, 60 years of their belongings and their kids' upbringings and seeing notches on a board where their kids grew up in a home because they took one fall in a bathroom. Mm-hmm. One fall, that's all it takes. One fall off of, and these, by the way, aging in place, there's very simple fixes. But this fall just was on a rug in a bathroom, and she was able and capable of doing everything at 90 and on a little rug. And time again, her kids told her to get rid of it. She didn't listen. And within a week and a half, she passed away.
Oh, that's so sad. So
and when I say little things make a difference, whether it's the throw rugs, a grab bar. And like I said, it ain't your granny's grab bar anymore. You've got players like Ponte Julio, that make amazing,
beautiful products. Yeah.
Products that don't look like it. You've got these gorgeous cabinets that have a grab bar on it. You wouldn't even know it was a grab bar. You've got toilet roll holders that are grab bars. You wouldn't even know there was a grab bar. You've got, you know, gorgeous stuff that's out there. You've got major makers in the industry that are playing in this game. You've got Lowe's, Livability. So there's a lot of players in this game that are redefining how it looks. So by putting a grab bar in a bathroom so somebody doesn't fall, or if they fall, you know, they can grab themselves before they fall, you may save a life. You may save thousands and thousands of dollars. You just don't know. But to install it for the couple hundred, whatever you're going to do in that bathroom is well worth it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. So as we continue our conversation, I want to ask you, how does a realtor, or I want to say personally, have you seen your business grow because you have this knowledge, this certification? And you're able to help people, you know, with other issues and add a whole other layer to what you can offer a customer?
Yes. Tenfold. In fact, so much so that I'll get calls nationwide from people asking me questions, and we refer the other co-founder, myself, my business partner and I, we will refer them out, whether it's a home sales, whether it's aging in place, whether it's design, whether it's, I've got a parent that's, you know, needs some help. When it comes to aging in place, I believe education is power. And by educating public, doesn't matter who's going to listen to you, any day, every day, all day, I can talk about aging in place. I could talk about universal design with people. And I believe that education is what makes you not just an expert in the field, but will bring the people to you to want to work with you, or somebody that you know. If that makes sense.
That's great. I love your answer. It's a win-win all around, because not only can you make more money as a real estate agent, but now you're also helping people and you're making a difference and
I just don't speak from the real estate standpoint. Mm-hmm. I speak from like an OT, a PT, an architect, an interior designer. I speak from all of it, because if you are involved in your community and you educate your community on something that you're passionate about, mm-hmm. an architect who does universal design and he speaks to a college, or he speaks to people of his peers or whatever, he's not only educating people, but he's getting their name out there and he's becoming an expert in this specific field. No different than a person with universal somebody that is an OT. Mm-hmm. An OT can very easily, when they go in and they're called into a client's house, go, oh my God, I've got these great designs. And you're, as an OT, working with people in your community, putting out newsletters. We know real estate agents are great marketers. Mm-hmm. We are an amazing market, like a marketing machine. I can drill down homeowners by how long they've owned their home. And I know I can market to that very specific demographics. Either marketing to that demographics or speaking in a public forum or educating the public about it, people will be drawn to you because of it. We know that the older adults love, all of us, not just older adults, all of us love education. We love to learn. We're thirsty for knowledge, especially if we don't know about something we don't know about. But I think more importantly here is where we are headed over the next 30, 40 years, and where us, you, myself, and anybody listening on this podcast is going to be what we're going to be dealing with in the next 30, 40 years. We are the future, and we're designing it all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's only up from here. You know, we're not going down, we're going up. But we're like on the top of the gravy train here, and we're riding it. We really are, because we are now the experts in this industry, an industry that's just starting.
Yeah. You're so right, Heather. I love your energy. You're full of great information. And thank you so much for being on my show today. I think you've really helped not only homeowners, but caregivers. And I hope other real estate agents realize that they can offer so much more than they do. And
I think also that I train a lot of real estate agents in how to work with the senior demographics. I host a lot of classes in real estate on the patients. But one of the biggest things, and I think is the most important, that a lot of not just real estate agents, but most businesses forget, is the networking part. Mm-hmm. Networking and your sphere are what make you successful. You need to have, and I tell real estate agents, you need to have an OT in your little sphere when you're working with homeowners. And what's great is that we'll market with an OT on our flyers or something like that, or maybe we're going to present a class at a senior community center or whatever it is. We bring an OT along and they get to speak from the aging in place area. Real estate agents don't necessarily have to have a certified aging in place designation. It would be phenomenal. However, partnering with somebody who is really entrenched in the field is just a win-win for everybody. A homeowner will be able to get everything they need. The real estate agents giving the correct information and the right people if they can't do it. So I think it's not just real estate bound, but it's everybody working together as a community to help. It takes a village to help the aging population, and we're going to have to be that village who's going to change it. And that's the only way to be the village, is by all connecting.
Mm. I love ending on that note. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
And I hope to have you again soon.
Anytime, Janet, I so appreciate it. Love the show. I appreciate having you.
Thank you.
Bye.